Gem City Sports Network presents the High School Game of the Week. Today's game is being brought to you by Pro Fighter Performance Products, by Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price, by McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee, by Profiler Inc., by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio, by the USO, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, by Darren Dowler Music, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the stadium for all the exciting play-by-play action of high school football. Here's Doug Brown. And good evening, everybody, and welcome to season number 11 for the Gem City Sports Network's coverage of high school football. It's the GCSN High School Football Game of the Week. Today's game features the Greenview Rams out of the Ohio Heritage Conference and the Northridge Polar Bears out of the Three Rivers Conference. Last year, Greenview went 5-0 in the South Division of the OHC, finished 9-2 overall. They averaged 39 points per game, gave up 24. The Northridge Polar Bears, on the other hand, they were 4-2, 7-3 overall. Both teams made the playoffs. Northridge averaged 29 points per game, gave up 17. They finished third in the Three Rivers Conference behind Milton Union and Riverside. Greenview lost in the playoffs in the first round to Preble Shawnee. We will see next week. They lost in the first round 33-28 in a close one. And Northridge got demolished by McNicholas 42-12. Greenview's out of the Ohio Heritage Conference, and they're in the South Division along with Catholic Central, Cedarville, Greenan, Madison Plains, and Southeastern. In the North Division of the OHC will be Fairbanks, Mechanicsburg, Northeastern, Triad, West Jefferson, and West Liberty Salem. The Polar Bears, they are in the Three Rivers Conference. It's about 3 years old. And they are in with Bethel, Covington, Layman Catholic, Miami East, Milton Union, Riverside, and Troy Christian. Greenview lost 14 seniors to graduation, but the starting quarterback, Alex Horney, is back and only a junior. Horney was 29 of 55 for 595 yards and 9 TDs, 1 interception. He also rushed 57 times for 482 yards and 4 TDs. He did fumble one time. His best game was against the Catholic Central Fighting Irish, carrying the ball 8 times for 108 yards. The Rams are led by Cooper Payton. He is a jack of all trades. He plays offense and defense, and he's only a junior. He will lead the running backs, and last year he rushed 75 times for 648 yards and 13 touchdowns. His best game was against Catholic Central, where he carried the ball 8 times for 109 yards. Last year, the Rams averaged 369 yards per game and in total offense, 285 of that rushing. So they like to run the ball a lot. So does Northridge. The Rams lost a lot of experience in the receiving corps, losing their top 6 receivers to graduation. Leading the Rams defense will be, of course, Peyton Cooper. Last year, he was credited with 110 tackles, 66 of them solo tackles. He also had 14 tackles versus Northeastern. Northeastern was a really good team last year. Don't know what they're going to be this year. Of course, you know how things go in high school football. One year you could be good, next year you could be bad. The Polar Bears, they lost just 9 seniors to graduation. Ryan Hutchinson leads the offense. He's a 5'10 junior, threw the ball just 15 times, completing 12 for 115 yards and a TD. Of course, he wasn't the starting quarterback last year, but he got into the games quite a bit. So his best game came against Bethel when he completed 12 of 15 for 115 yards and the 22-15 win at Bethel. He was also 10 of 13 for 140 yards and a touchdown in that game. The Polar Bears, they lost a lot in the running game. Their top 4 rushers from last year graduated. Leading this year will be Tayon Hill. Last year he carried the ball just 7 times for 77 yards in a backup role. And he also had a TD. 50 of those yards came on a 50-yard TD run in a 46-7 thumping of Miami East on the road at Miami East. We also had a 23-yard reception at Troy Christian. On the defense, the Polar Bears have a lot of experience coming back. They are led by senior lineman Joseph Saboines, and he led the league with 8.5 sacks and 55 tackles. He had 11 of those versus Carlisle, a game that we did down at Carlisle. And he also had 3 sacks in that game. So we'll be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, Little League organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
And back here at Northridge Stadium on the campus of Northridge High School. There we go. Sound a little bit better. The Polar Bears will be in their gray jerseys with white numbers and red helmets. The Rams will be in their white jerseys with blue numbers. Other games today in the OHC and Three Rivers Conference. West Jefferson is at Afrocentric. Fayetteville Perry is at Cedarville. Jonathan Alder at Fairbanks. Miami East at Greenan. Westfall is at Madison Plains. Kenton Ridge at Mechanicsburg. Bethel at Northeastern. Northwestern at Southeastern. Mount Gilead is at Triad. Graham at West Liberty Salem. Riverside is at Ansonia. And Lima Perry is at Catholic Center, or Lima Catholic, and National Trail is at Milton Union. Other games, well, we had several games last night, and those scores were Xenia defeated Beaver Creek at Xenia, the newly refurbished Doug Adams Stadium. 36-0, Xenia over Beaver Creek. Delphus St. John's defeated Delphus Jefferson 45-6. Thurgood Marshall opened up Welcome Stadium, the newly refurbished Welcome Stadium, 28-16 over Doan Community. The Battle of Kettering, Fairmont defeated Alter 24-21. Lima Central Catholic defeated Lima Shawnee 42-14. Columbus East defeated Meadowdale 36-6 over in Columbus. Defiance over Napoleon 38-13. Aiken over Schroeder. And our national anthem. Thank you. our national anthem done by the Greenview Marching Band, as the Northridge Band is not here today. And I'll try and find out why. Probably at a competition somewhere or band camp yet. I don't know. But the Rams are getting ready to come out onto the field here at Northridge High School. We're going to come back with the opening kickoff right after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. And back here at Northridge Stadium in Harrison Township, just north of Dayton. The Rams will kick off. They will be going from right to left in their white jerseys with blue numbers, red trim, white helmets. The Polar Bears in their gray jerseys with white numbers, red helmets. So sit back and enjoy this year's coverage of high school football right here on the Gem City Sports Network. And we do it. We don't charge you anything for it. So back deep for the Polar Bears will be Tayon Hill, standing at about his 5-yard line, and kicking off will be Joey Giannoble for the Greenview Rams. We hope you enjoy our coverage of high school football this year. Trying something a little bit different. We've got 7 games that we're going to do for sure. The last 3, we're going to see how the season goes. We're going to get the best game possible. So here we go. Sit back and enjoy tonight's game between the Rams and the Polar Bears right here from Northridge High School. Sun is out. And here we go. The season is underway. A short kick coming down. And it's going to be picked up by one of the upbacks. And that's going to be Chris Evans for the Polar Bears. It's going to get up to about the 28-yard line. That's where the Polar Bears will take over. 1st and 10, Ryan Hutchinson and crew coming out for their first series of the year. So first and 10, they're going to mark the ball at the 29-yard. Yeah, 29-yard line. So first and 10 from that point. Hutchison in the shotgun with Hill next to him to his right. They have a play clock. There we go. It's play was whistled. Here we go. Good snap by Hutchison. He pitches over to Hill. Hill goes around left side. He's going to pick up about 8 yards. Up to the 37-yard line. It's going to be second down and about 3 at the 27-yard line with 11:35 left here in this first quarter. Just underway. Next week, we'll be at Preble Shawnee for the Tri-Village Patriots and the Preble Shawnee Arrows. Three receivers to the near side as Hutchinson calls the play. Gets the snap, hands off to Hill once again. Hill coming around the near side. Coming out, he's to the 40, to the 45, and he's going to be brought down at the 47-yard line by Armon Walker. Going to mark it at the 38-yard line. First down for the Polar Bears, their first of the year. 11 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Trying to get some of the big boys up front. At number 64, Cordell Walker. 73 is Cameron Moss. He's the center. Hutchison gets a snap. He'll hand off to Hill. Hill up the middle. Gets up to midfield, but penalty markers come flying in, and that's usually that from the when it comes in from the referee, it's holding against Northridge. So they're going to mark it back. They're going to mark it back from the 48. Going back to the 38-yard line. So it'll be first and 20 from that point, from the 38-yard line. On the far side, it'd be Tim Stockman, wide receiver, along with Brandon Thomas. Over on the near side is Jaden Martin. Hill sidecar right to Hutchison. Hutchison looking over, fires, has a man open at the 30, at the 45, and that would be Tyler Allison. Allison gets it up to the 46-yard line. It'll be second down and about 12 from that point. They got to get to the Greenview 42-yard line. Northridge, over the years, has been a funny team. They've either had it or they haven't. And this year, I think they got it. Three receivers to the near side. Stockman over to the far side. On the far side. Hutchison throws over to the near side, over to Hill. Hill in the backfield yet. Reverses his field. Gets to the 45. And they don't even make to the 45. And there's a penalty marker down at the 45-yard line. He got back to the 44-yard line, but he lost two. And the penalty is against the Polar Bears. Penalties will kill you every time, especially if they're holding or... They're going to mark it back all the way to the 35-yard line. So it'll be second down. Make it the 36-yard line. Second down and very, very long. Stockman and Thomas going to the far side. Two receivers to the near side. Hill sidecar right. Hutchison in the shotgun. Gets the snap. Looking downfield. Steps up in the pocket. Gets stopped and dropped back at the 33-yard line. And loss of some more. Third down. It'll be third down at the 33-yard line. They're down at about 25. They're down about 25. 9:08 to go here in the first quarter. Three receivers coming over to the near side. We have Martin, Allison, and time is called by Northridge. We're going to take a quick timeout back after this.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just going to keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Back here at Northridge Stadium, Doug Brown with you. 8:51 remaining here in the first quarter. Northridge has the ball. It'll be third and 21. Ball resting at the 33-yard line. Three receivers to the near side. Two receivers to the near side. Hand off to Hill. Coming around the near side. Got a little room to the 35, and he's not going to go very far. Pickup of about three. It'll be fourth down. So the Rams hold, and the Polar Bears will boot it away. Going back deep for the Rams will be Armon Walker doing the booting for the Polar Bears will be number 21, and Jacob Oppie. Oppie will be kicking from about his 25-yard line, and Walker standing at about his own 28. No wind to speak of here tonight. Good snap. Punt is away. Kick coming down, and Walker grabs it at about the 26-yard line. Goes to the right side, brought down at the 33. Brought down by Muhammad. Oh, I take that back. Brandon Thomas brought him down. So it'll be first and 10 for the Rams. First and 10 at their own 32-yard line. The main guy that they go to is big number 42 and Cooper Payton. Horny in the shotgun. Payton right behind him. Three receivers to the near side. They fire over to the far side for Walker. Walker gets the ball and goes out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Pickup of about six. Second down and four. You can hear the cheerleaders from Northridge in the background. Second down and about four. Ball resting at the 38-yard line of Greenview. Three receivers to the far side. Make that two receivers. Hand off this time to Cooper. Cooper goes up the middle. And he's going to make it to about the 40-yard line. He's brought down by Joseph Saboines. At the 40, I should say. It'll be third down and two from that point. So here come the Rams up to the line of scrimmage. Third down and two. Ball at the 40-yard line. Going over to the far side is Jacob Darty. Cooper Payton in the background or in the backfield, and timeout called by the Rams. We're going to keep it right here. And some other games today. A full slate all over the place. There's only a couple games tomorrow. Adina is at McLean. Anderson is at South Oldham, Kentucky. Arlington at Hardin Northern. Baden will take on Hamilton. Beachwood, Kentucky is at McNicholas. Belmont travels up to Urbana. Ben Davis of Indianapolis is at Moeller. Moeller Crusaders, they've got one hell of a team down there again. Benjamin Logan is at Bluffton. Bethel at Northeastern. Bucyrus is at Riverdale. Cardington Lincoln is at Elgin. Carlisle is at Twin Valley South. Salina is at Versailles. Clark Montessori at Cincinnati College Prep. Coleraine at LaSalle. Columbus Academy at Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. Columbus South is at Carroll. Carroll opening up their new home side now, as several schools, including Bradford. I found this out today. Bradford's got a new stadium, completely new. So here we go. Payton just to the right, and he gets the handoff. As the points had him, loses him, and all the way into Northridge territory, down to the 45-yard line is Payton, and they got their first down of the year. So first and 10 at the Northridge 45-yard line. The Boynes had him. And had his jersey, and Payton just broke free. Horney in the shotgun again. This time Payton coming into motion. Horney going back to pass, firing downfield, has a man open, wide open, and caught by Walker down at the 12-yard line. So Walker gives the Rams another first down at the 11-yard line. 6:42 remaining here in the first quarter from Northridge High School in Harrison Township, just north of Dayton. Horney calling out to play with Peyton sidecar right. Peyton now right behind Horney. Moves to the right just a little bit. Four receivers to the near side. Horney coming back. Fires over. Has a man. And down to the 4-yard line. Goes to Daugherty. So it'll be second down and about 3 at the 5-yard line. Make it second and 4 at the 5. Rams knocking on the door here in the first quarter. Their first possession of the year. This time, Eli Walker in the slot. Payton goes right side. Payton's going to get the ball. Goes off right tackle. Gets down to about the 4-yard line. And we have a Hunter Leith lost his lid, so he's going to have to sit out again. Play. 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. No score between Greenview and Northridge. Opening night of the high school football season. That's for everybody. They had opening night last night. There was a few games last night as we went over. So this time Payton is right behind Horney. Going to the right side is Cash. Cash coming over to the near side. Now he sets as Horney gets the ball. He's going to hand off to Payton. Payton, Cooper Payton into the end zone for a touchdown. Payton from 4 yards out. There we go. Giannoble will try the extra point. Good snap. Kick is up, and it is just over the crossbar. So with 4:52 remaining here in the first quarter, it's now the Rams 7 and the Polar Bears nothing. So 7-0 is our score. Each team has had the ball once. The Rams stopped the Bears. Bears got into the Ram territory, but barely, and then some penalties and some mistakes caused the Bears to punt it away. Going back deep for the Polar Bears will be Chris Evans, Brandon Thomas, and back deep will be Tayon Hill. Glad you can join us on this Friday night from Northridge High School. Giannoba will boot it away from the 40-yard line. Short kick coming down, and this time picking it up will be Thomas. Thomas gets up to the 25, up to the 27 or 29-yard line, and that's where the Polar Bears will start again. 4:47 left here in this first quarter. And the penalty marker is down. No, they're going to pick it up. They're going to pick it up, and it'll be first and 10 for the Polar Bears at their own 29-yard line. Ryan Hutchison has a little bit of work to do. So they're talking about something. I don't know what it is. No, they're going to mark it back to 25. So first and 10, ball resting at the 25-yard line for the Polar Bears. Their second possession of the year. Yeah, nice new scoreboard here. They had it here last year. Didn't notice the video on there here. Hutchison fires over to the near side. He's got Evans. Evans up to the 30-yard line. He picked up 5. It'll be second down and 5. Stopped on the play by big number 52 for the Rams. And I don't have a name for him. Ball resting at the 31-yard line. Pick up a 6, second down and 4. Two receivers to either side with Hill in the backfield. Hutchison in the shotgun. Hutchison looking over to the right side. Tried to get it to Martin, but it went a little too low. It's going to be third down and 4 at the 31-yard line. 4:06 left here in this first quarter. Good crowd came over from Jamestown. I want to welcome those of you listening in from rooting for the Rams and also for the Polar Bears. Hutchison all alone in the backfield. Three receivers to the far side, two to the near side. Hutchison going back to pass, coming over to the near side. He's got Evans. Evans up to the 40-yard line, it looks like. That's going to be good enough for first down. It's up to the 39. They're going to mark it at the 39, and that'll be first down. No, mark it at the 40. I was right the first time. Sometimes they say they're going to mark it at 1-yard line, and then they move it back. 3:53 and counting here in this first quarter. Two receivers to either side with Hill in the backfield. Hutchison hands off to Hill. Hill gets all the way up to the 43-yard line. Pick up a 3. Second down and 7. Northridge in that Three Rivers Conference. It's only 3 years. This is their third year. Interesting setup. They got Riverside is up in DeGraff. It's almost to Indian Lake. About 10 miles south of Indian Lake. You got Bethel, Covington, Troy Christian, There's a handoff going to Hill. Hill all the way up to the 47-yard line. Pick up a three to make it four. Second down or third down to three. Ball at the 47-yard line. They got to get to midfield. Ohio Heritage Conference, they got a good group. Northeastern was very good last year. Catholic Central, they came alive last year also. These Greenview Rams won the South Division. And they beat Northeastern 21-20. Hutchinson firing over to the far side, has a man open. Back at the 45, he's going to lose it to a couple of yards. That was Jaden Martin. So that's going to bring out Jacob Oppie. He'll punt it away. Fourth down and five at the 45-yard line. Going back deep this time is Joey Giannoble. He's standing at about his own 35-yard line. Doesn't think Oppie's going to get it off too well. He's got a little snap. One hopper that's blocked. Oppie's going to fall on it back at the 29-yard line, and that's where the Rams are going to take over. So they got great field position with 1:44 to go here in this first quarter. They lead it 7-0. Scores galore for you at halftime. That's along with the they come out on the field along with the Greenview band. The ball will be placed at the 29-yard line, first and 10 for the Rams. This time in the backfield, we have Chase Walker. Walker going into motion to the far side. Now he stops, sidecar right. Walker's going to get the handoff. He's going to come around the left side. Gets down to the 20, 25, or down to the 15, down to the 14-yard line. That's going to be another first down for Greenview, their third of the game. 1:36 left in this first half, or first quarter. Ball will be at the 15-yard line, first and 10. Coming over to the near side is Jamaris Benson. This time, Walker in the backfield. Walker's going to get the handoff once again, goes off right tackle, gets all the way down to the 5, down to the 4-yard line. Going to be good enough for another first down. It looks like they may check it here. They're going to call it a first down. So the fourth first down of the game for the Rams. First and goal at the 4-yard line. Alex Horney, the quarterback. And Chase Walker behind him. Armand Walker to the right, and to the left will be Vincent. Hand off once again to Walker. Walker off the right side, off the right end, and then the end zone for another 4-yard touchdown. Seconds left in this first quarter. Giannoble will attempt the extra point with Walker to hold. He just barely got it over the crossbar last time. Good snap, kick is up, and this time it's a lot better kick, and it's good. And that makes it now 14-0. We'll be right back with more after this.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1 that's the number one, at gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
14-0 is our score. The Rams leading it. 35 seconds left in this first quarter. T-Mobile will tee it up at the 40-yard line. Tayon Hill back deep for the Polar Bears. This time a pooch kick coming down, picking it up will be Allison. Allison's coming around to the near side. He's up to the 41-yard line. And he's going to be brought down by Campbell Newman. So it'll be first and 10 for the Polar Bears at their own 42-yard line with 30 seconds left in this first quarter. They find themselves down by 14, but they can come back. Coming over to the near side is Stockman. Three receivers to the far side. This time a new running back in. Looks like it's number 32. Emilio Bly. Bly's going to get it. Goes around left side. Going to pick up a yard. Or two. And that's going to probably do it for the first quarter. Pickup of one, second and nine. 10 seconds left in here in this first quarter. 14-0 is our score. 2 4-yard runs by the Rams. Cooper Payton had the first one with 4:52 left in the first quarter. Chase Walker just ran one in with 35 seconds left. Gene Noble made the extra point. That's where we stand. 14-0 as we move to the second quarter. Back after this timeout, you're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
We know that...
Next week, the take our microphones down to Preble Shawnee as the Preble Shawnee Arrows will take on the Patriots of Tri-Village. Last year, the Arrows, they defeated the Patriots 26-21. That was the only loss that the Patriots had in the league. They tied Ansonia at 7-1. Should be a good ball game next week. Ball's handed off to Blythe, and he's going to lose a few yards back to the lose one back to the 42-yard line, second down or third down and 10. Just underway here in the second half. We will have the, if they come out on the field or Frank can pick them up, we will have the Greenview Marching Band. Unfortunately, the Northridge Band is not here tonight. Now Hill's back into the lineup for the Polar Bears. He's has looked like Eddie Connors moved before the snap, and it's going to be a 5-yard penalty. False start against the Polar Bears, so it's going to be third down and 15. So they're going to mark it back to the 37-yard line. So it'll be third down and 15 from that point. 11:14 left here in this first half. 14-0 Greenview. Hill sidecar right to Hutchinson. Hutchinson in the shotgun. Gets a snap. Looking over to the near side. Has Hill. He's to the 40, to the 45. Falls over. One of the Rams. Looks like it was Tigaboo Upchurch. And he's up to the 47-yard line, but he's going to be well short of the first down. About 5 yards short of the first down. So it'll be fourth and five, and that'll bring out Oppie once again. Oppie had his last kick blocked. Going back is Giannoble. Standing at about his own 37. Now he's going to move up to about the 40. Now he's going to move back again. Standing at about his 33. Good snap this time. And a good punt by Oppie. And it's going to be downed at the 20-yard line. That's where the Rams will take it. Take over. First and 10 with 10:59 remaining here in quarter number two. But hold on, folks. We got a penalty marker right at the 45-yard line. Personal foul against the Rams. That's going to give the Bears a first down. That is a 15-yarder. I saw Coach Smith earlier today. I didn't recognize him without his hat. So a 15-yard penalty against the Rams. Going to mark the ball first and 10. Ball will be placed at the 38-yard line of the Rams. So good field position right now for the Polar Bears. They need to get a score on this possession. They trail up 14-0 with 10:59 remaining here in the first half. He'll sidecar right to Hutchinson. Two receivers to the far side. Good snap, handoff to Hill. Hill up the middle. He's got some running room all the way down to the 29-yard line. That's going to be close to a first down. He's going to be about a yard, maybe a half a yard short of the first down. They're going to call it second and one. Ball will be at the 29-yard line. Clock running with 10:25 left here in the first half. Going over to the far side is Tyler Allison along with Jaden Martin. To the near side is Stockman. Hand off once again to Hill. Tried to get past Cooper Payton, but he couldn't do so. Loss of one. Back to the 30-yard line. So third down, they're going to mark it at the 30-yard line. They got third down and two with 9:45 left in the first half. Oh, I do see the play clocks now. Couldn't see it before. They're taking their time. Hill sidecar right. It's Teon Hill. They got Tyon Hill also. And off to Hill. Hill up, busts up the middle, down to the 26-yard line. That's going to be good enough for another first down for the Polar Bears. Their fourth first down also. So each team has four first downs in this first half. The first and 10, ball will be at the 26-yard line. With the clock running at 9:10 left in this first half. So here come the Polar Bears as Hutchinson gets a snap, pitches out to the left side to Hill. Hill dodges one tackler but cannot dodge big number 52. A pickup of three, second down and seven. They get down to the 23-yard line. Time called. Referee talking to one of the guys on the sidelines about something. I don't know what it is. 8:29 left here in this first half. He's not the trainer. See Bill Nelson sitting on the sidelines. Good to see him back here. I think he's been here as long as Bob Smith. So second down and seven. Ball will be at the 23-yard line. Polar Bears moving. Hutchinson in the shotgun with Hill to his right. Two receivers to the far side. Stockman to the near side. Hand off to Hill. Up the middle he goes. He's got a little bit of room, but a penalty marker comes down. He gets down to the 11-yard line, but a penalty marker stand at right back at the 20-yard line. Holding against the Polar Bears. It's not going to knock him back 10 yards, back to about the 30-yard line. So they're going to mark it back at the 33-yard line. He's a friend of mine. Haven't seen in a while here at Northridge. So it'll be second down and 18, ball at the 33-yard line. Two receivers to the far side. Stockman to the near side. Hill, sidecar left. Fake to Hill. Fires over the middle. They've got a man open in Eddie Connors. Connors gets down to the 20-yard line. About 4 yards short of the first down. So it'll be fourth down. So Connors gets the catch. He's down to the 20-yard line. It's fourth down and four. And they're going to go for it. .715 and counting here in this first half. They get third down and four. So they got two more plays. Hill gets the pitch to the right side. And he gets back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be fourth down. So fourth down, and they lost a couple. Back to the 21-yard line. So he's got about fourth and five. Bob Smith calls timeout. Some other games tonight. Fort Laramie is at Minster. Let's see if I can get some scores here real quick. See if I can get some other scores. I got score my got score stream. That's where I get my scores. Baden leads Hamilton 15-0 in the first quarter. Fort Recovery over Wayne Trace 16-12 in the second quarter. Brookville demolishing Tri-County North 28-0 in the second quarter. Shawnee over Stebbins 7-0 in the first quarter. Kings lead Sycamore 7-3 in the first quarter. No score between Tip and Bellbrook. 28-0 Miamisburg over West Carrollton at Miamisburg. Just up the street on North Dixie, Northmont leads Butler 7-3. Witten Woods and Troutwood Madison, no scores. And Dayton Christian losing 7-0 to St. Bernard Elmwood Place. Have some more scores for you at the half. They've got a ton of them coming in right now. There we go. Nobody in the backfield. Hutchinson rolling to his left. Rolling, firing. Has a man open at the 14 in Stockman. And they're going to mark him at the 15. That's going to be good enough for a first down. That'll be the fifth first down for the Polar Bears. .638 remaining here in the first half. 14-0. The Polar Bears marching. They trail at 14-0. As the clock has started again, 6:34 left in this first half. Quick moving first half, too. There we go. Hill, sidecar left to Hutchinson. Hutchinson in the shotgun, gets the ball, hands off the hill. Hill goes over to the right side and gets down to about the 15-yard line. Maybe a pickup of one, second and nine at the 14. No gain on the play is what they say. .552 remaining here in the first half. I think it's the first time these two schools have ever played each other in football. They may have played in other sports, but I think it's the first time that I can recall this that Northridge and Greenview have played. Hutchinson all alone in the backfield with Hill in the slot. Hutchinson rolling to his left, looking downfield. Going to keep it. Now he fires into the end zone. Tried to get it to Eddie Connors, but it went through his hands. So that's going to be third down and 10. Ball will be at the 15-yard line. I don't know what kind of leg the Polar Bears kicker has. So we have yet to see him. They're going to mark the ball over at the 14-yard line. Third down and 10. 5:22 left in the first half. Hutchinson gets the ball rolling to his right. Has a man open on the far side. And down to the 5-yard line goes Jaden Martin. He might be close to the first down. We'll see. That's another Polar Bear first down. They're six. They're first and goal. Ball's at the 3-yard line. I say Hill up the middle. First and goal. Ball at the 3-yard line with 5:15 left here in this first half. Bears coming to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the far side. Stockman to the near side. Hill, sidecar left. It gets the ball up the middle and down to the 1-yard line. Pickup of two, second down and one. Or second and goal at the one. Timeout called as there's a player down on the field. Can't see who it is. We're not going to speculate at all. It is a Polar Bear. The trainer goes out there. We're going to take a break back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
And they are working on a young man. Looks like it's a cramp. And I can understand that. It's the game time temperature here at the stadium was 75 degrees. A great night for football. Not a cloud in the sky. Not a cloud in the sky. 75 degrees. 49% humidity. The dew point of 54. And tonight, the forecast goes mostly clear with a low around 54. Patchy fog later on overnight. A northwest wind 5 to 9 miles an hour, becoming calm in this evening. So it's a great night, and Tomorrow afternoon here on the Gem City Sports Network, we'll have high school soccer as the Chaminade Julianne Ladies will take on the, that's Hill. The Chaminade Julianne Lady Eagles will take on the Oakwood Lumberjills at 2:30. We'll have it on our Twitch TV channel, twitch.tv/GCSN Sports. So Hill walking off very gingerly, got one of those cramps, and those are nasty. But he's walking off under his own power, so he'll be back in there. They may set him out for the rest of the half. So anyway, here we go. Back into the game comes Emilio Blythe. He's going over to the far side. Will be Martin and Allison to the near side. Stockman. Clock rolling. Now another. Nobody in the backfield. Coming rolling over to the near side is Hutchinson. Being flushed out and dropped back at the 5-yard line. Loss of four, third down and goal. Third down and goal. Ball will be placed at the 5-yard line. So we'll have some scores for you at halftime. I have the Greenview Marching Band. Here we go. Blythe, sidecar right to Hutchinson. Hutchinson into the end zone and just over the outstretched arms of Jaden Martin. So it'll be fourth down and five. So what do you do here? You kick, try a field goal? Does the kicker have a... Does he have the leg? Only Bob Smith knows. It'll be fourth and goal. Ball at the 5-yard line with 3:52 left here in this first half. Time called by Northridge. Get some more scores for you. Miamisburg still leads West Carrollton 28-0. Northmont over Butler 7-3. No score between Troutwood and Winton Woods. McNicholas and Beachwood, no score. Greenville, or Eaton all over Greenville, 21-7 in the second quarter. Gahanna Lincoln leads Mason 3-2 in the first quarter. Arcanum 13-6 over Covington. Hopefully Covington, they had a very good program when Dave Miller was out there. I don't know what happened, but they're back. 13-6 Arcanum right now in the second quarter. Catholic Central leads North College Hill 7-0 in the first quarter. Second quarter, Northeastern all over Bethel 14-0. Springfield leads St. Ignatius out of Cleveland 14-0. That's a big game, second quarter. Springfield going, trying to go back to the state finals again. West Liberty Salem leads Graham 20-7. Springboro over Lebanon 7-3 in the second quarter. London all over Washington Courthouse 34-0 in the second quarter. St. Henry over St. Mary's 7-0. Here we go. Blythe sidecar right for next to Hutchinson. Time called. And time is going to be called this time by the Rams. Wapakoneta and Marion Local tied at 7 apiece. Crestview over Parkways, 14-0 in the second quarter. Reading over Woodward, 19-0. Summit Country Day over, or Cincinnati Country Day over Summit Country Day, 7-0. Chaminade Julianne leads Columbus Eastmore 7-0 down at Roger Glass Stadium. Minster over Fort Laramie 20-14. Pickwa leads Lima Senior 14-12 up at Pickwa. Spencerville over Richmond 14-6. Van Wert leads Bryan 13-7. And Tri-Village all over Troy Christian 27-0 in the second quarter. We'll see the Patriots next week. against Preble Shawnee. That should be a dandy. Fourth goal, or fourth and five. Hutchinson gets the ball, looking over to his right. Now down the middle. Ball's thrown away, and penalty markers come flying in all from all over the place. That looks like it's going to be pass interference on Greenview. But we will see. See what the referee. See what he has to say as he is conversing with the other officials. Pass interference against the Rams. That'll be first and goal. First down, number seven for Northridge. So first and goal. 3:47 left here in this first half. From Northridge Stadium as the sun is setting here in Harrison Township. They will go half the distance to the goal, and it'll be marked at the 2.5. So Northridge getting a reprieve. Thomas and Stockman are looking like they're coming to the left side. Now Thomas coming out. Hill coming back in. Got some fluids. Athletic trainer does a great job. They all do at every school. They do a fantastic job. The first and goal from the 3-yard line is where they mark it. Time called. So they're going to I was going to say fourth down. I thought that was an automatic first down, but I guess not. It would be fourth and goal. Ball would be at the 3-yard line. So now the official is going to come over and converse with Bob Smith, letting him know why it's fourth down. Good crowd here from at Northridge. I want to thank Aaron Drakeford, the athletic director, the acting athletic director here at Northridge. He will take over as principal on Monday. So it'll be fourth down and goal. Ball at the 3-yard line. Northridge has it. Trying to get on the board. So the Polar Bears coming up to the line of scrimmage. Fourth and three, or fourth and goal. Fourth and goal at the 3. Hill, sidecar right, along with Blythe. Hand off to Hill. Up the middle he goes. And he's going to be stopped just short of the goal. And a penalty marker comes flying in. This might be an automatic first down for the Polar Bears. But we'll see. Face mask against the Rams. So now it's going to be interesting because they're going to go half the distance to the goal on that. So it's going to go down to about the 1-yard line. Still fourth down. So now they're down to the 1. I say Hill up the middle because he's been getting yards up the middle. The play clock is off. So now time is called by the official. He's coming over to talk to Bob Smith about something else. As the play clock is now off. We have 3:42 left here in this first half. 14-0 Rams leading it. Traffic on I-75 flowing freely here on this Friday night. And there's the whistle as they are going to blow the ball in play. So here he goes. Ryan Hutchinson will call the play, sends his troops up to the line of scrimmage. Blythe sidecar left. or two men in the backfield, Blythe and Hill. High snap. Hand off to Blythe in there for a touchdown. With 3:16 left, Blythe gets the 1 yard run. Now, doing the kicking will be Jacob Hoppe. See what kind of leg he's got. Hutchinson to hold. Kick is up, and it is blocked, and it's picked up. And they can't advance it as Herman Walker picked it up. And the kick was blocked, and that's going to do it here in for the Polar Bears. Make it now 14-6. So, Emilio Blythe, a 1 yard run. Makes it 14-6. Going back deep for the Rams will be Chase Walker and Armon Walker. They are standing at about the 15-yard line as Oppie will tee it up at the 40. Glad you can join us on this Friday night from Northridge High School. So, Hoppe will kick it away. There's the kick. Nice end over end kick coming down. It's going to be picked up by one of the up backs, number 65, Jeff Daniels. Daniels will get it up to about the 43-yard line. That's where the Rams will take over, first and 10, with 3:11 to go. It'll be first and 10 for the Rams at the 44-yard line. Here comes Alex Horney along with Cooper Payton in the backfield. Payton sidecar right. Going back to pass is Horney. Penalty markers come flying back down, and Horney gets up to about the 50-yard line. But they're going to bring that back. Holding against the Rams. So it'll be second, first and 20. So holding against the Rams will mark it back 5 yards, back to the 40-yard line. No, make it the 34-yard line. The second and 20, ball at the 34-yard line with 3:02 remaining here in this first half. Cooper, sidecar right to Horney. Takes a couple steps away from him. Now handoff. Fake a handoff. Horney's going to keep it. Gets up to the 40. 45. Down up to the 48-yard line. It's going to be second down. And it's going to be second down and about six from that point. Horney going back to pass, splashed out of the pocket, going to his left. He's going to get up to the, or into Northridge territory. He's going to be brought down by Gunner Collette. That's a good name for a football player, Gunner. 1:49 to go. Third down and three. Ball at the Northridge 48-yard line. 14-6 is our score. Peyton in the backfield, in the eye. Or right behind Alex Horney. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Low snap. Hand off to Peyton. He can't get it. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. And he's dropped by Saboines. So it's going to be fourth down. So we're going to see what Coach Ryan Haynes wants to do with 1:10 to go here in this first half. Greenview looking over to the far side as clock continues to run down. They're still waiting. As they're going to take, it looks like they might be taking the penalty. Timeout called by Northridge. We're going to take a timeout, too. Be right back with more after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Yeah, back here at Northridge High School. Rams are going to boot it away. Back deep is Brenda Thomas, standing at about his 18-yard line. High snap, and a whistle is called, or there's a whistle. A high snap over the head of Chase Walker. False start against the Rams. That's going to mark it back 5 yards. The ball will be placed at the 47-yard line of the Rams. Thomas standing at about his 20-yard line. Walker gets a good snap this time, gets the ball away. Nice spiral, bringing Walker back to about the 11-yard line. Cuts up field, stopped at the 14-yard line. That's where the Bears will take over, first and 10. First and 10, ball will be at the 14-yard line. Just 21 seconds left in this first half. The Rams will get the ball to start the second half. So here we go. Hutchinson in the shotgun. Hill right to his right. This time, Hutchinson comes over to the near side, gets Martin. Martin to the 35, out of bounds at the 30, or to 25, 29. Got the ball to 25, picked up a 4. And he's got the first down, it looks like. They're going to mark the ball at the 30-yard line. That's going to be good enough for a first down. The eighth for the Polar Bears. Clock stopped at 16 seconds. Hutchinson in the shotgun once again. Here's going back to pass, looking downfield, and tried to get it to Jaden Marker or Martin, and it's incomplete. 3 seconds go off the clock. Hutchinson's Second and 10. Ball will be placed at the 30-yard line. Nobody in the backfield this time. Receivers to both sides. Hutchinson's going to send downfield, and it's incomplete. And a penalty mark comes flying into the 49-yard line. Let's see what it is. Could be pass interference against the Rams. But we will see. So that's going to be a first down. It is a penalty against the interference against the Rams. It'll be an automatic first down. Ball will be placed at the Bears' 45-yard line. Three receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Hutchinson going back to pass, firing downfield. Had the pass intercepted, this time by Jamaris Vinson, with 3 seconds left. So it'll be first and 10 for the Rams at their own 35-yard line. So they'll take one snap and call it a half. Northridge, 9 first downs compared to just 4 for Greenview. Ball at the 34-yard line. Alex Horney in the shotgun with Walker behind him. Horney rolling to his right, looking downfield. He's got a breaks away from Saboines, now fires downfield. And it's intercepted by the Polar Bears, but intercepted by Jaden Martin. I take it back. It was number 7, and that was Mohammed. And that's going to do it for the first half. Your score, the Greenview Rams 14 and the Northridge Polar Bears 6. We'll be back with the Greenview Pep Band or Greenview Band right after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Yeah, back here at Northridge High School, the the Greenview Marching Band getting set to come out onto the field. And here's the scoring in the first half. For Greenview, they scored with 4:52 left in the first quarter. Cooper Payton ran it in from 4 yards out. Gianoble made the kick, extra point, and it was 7-0 in favor of the Rams. About 4 minutes later, Chase Walker runs it in from 4 yards out. Gianoble made the extra point, 14-0. And then with just 3:16 left in the first half, Emilio Blythe ran it in from 1 yard out. The kick was blocked, and that's where we stand at 14-6. Greenview not a big band. Neither was Northridge. But they practice just as hard as everybody else. I'll tell you that right now. So, they're setting up the xylophones, I think. They're setting up something. They got the entire first half, or halftime, to do so. when they're done, we'll have some get as many scores as possible for you. So here, I think they're about ready to go. Sun is now behind the horizon. Next week we'll be at Preble Shawnee for the game between the Preble Shawnee Arrows and the Tri-Village Patriots. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Greenview Marching Band. Still trying to set up something here. And, trying to get the speakers on. That's what it was. So now, ladies and gentlemen, the Greenview Marching Band. Still having a little trouble, I think.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for waiting so patiently as we get our electronics set up. As the announcer said, we are Greenview, and so today our show that we're doing music from divas in the industry. So we're going to start off with Truth Hurts by Lizzo, then 7-Eleven by Beyonce, and then we're going to end with Disturbia by Rihanna. So we hope you enjoy. Thank you.
The Greenview Marching Rams, their halftime show. And we'll be back with scores from around the area right after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person, That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Ohio. This message presented by the OHSAA and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Okay, back here at Northridge High School. 14-6 is our score as we get ready for the second half action. Here's some scores from around the Miami Valley. Let's see here. From the top. Baden leads Hamilton at the half. 15-0. Fort Recovery, 22-18 over Wayne Trace at the half. Shawnee leads Stebbins, sorry Don, 13-0 at the half. Bellbrook over Tip, 7-0, and a good one up down at Bellbrook. Brookville, 35, and Tri-County North, 14, and a high-scoring pair out at Brookville. Kings lead Sycamore 14-3 at the half. All these are halftime scores. Butler leads Northmont 10-7. Springboro 14-3 over Lebanon in the second quarter. At the half, left West Liberty Salem 41-7 over Graham. In the second quarter, St. Bernard Elmwood Place leads State Christian 13-0. Miamisburg all over West Carrollton at the half, 35-0. Eaton leads Greenville 31-7 at the half. Arcanum leads Covington 20-6 at the half. Also at the half, Troutwood and Winton Woods tied at 7 apiece. Mason over Gahanna Lincoln, 5-3 in baseball score. McNicholas and Beachwood, no score. Springfield at the half leads St. Ignatius 14-3 and a good one over Springfield. London all over Washington Courthouse, 41-0. Chaminade Julienne, 7-0 over Eastmore at the half. St. Henry leads St. Mary's 14-0 at the half. Wilmington over Northwest 13-0. Parkway trailing Crestview 21-0 at the half. Van Wert over Bryan 20-7 at the half. Country Day leads Summit Country Day 7-0. Marion Local over Wapakoneta 14-7 in a good one. Princeton leads Elyria 28-7 at the half in Elyria. Fort Laramie trails Minster 27-14 at the half. Spencerville over Richmond 21-6. Bishop Fenwick leads Franklin 21-7. Dry Village all over Troy Christian 41-0 at the half. Pickerington North leads Elder 21-14. Second quarter, Taft leads Pleasure Ridge Park out of Louisville 22-6. New Bremen and Lima Bath tied at 7 apiece. Arlington 14-0 over Hard Northern at the half. Lima Senior 18-14 over Piqua. Reading 26-0 over Woodward at the half. Hillsboro leads Western Brown 20-14. St. X leads Dakota West 10-0. Clint Massey over Waynesville, the next opponent for the Greenview Rams. That'll be at Waynesville next weekend. Clint Massey leads at 17-0. Bluffton over Ben Logan 42-0. Westfall leads Madison Plains 24-0. Ansonia over Riverside 16-7. LaSalle leads Coleraine 21-0 at the half. Versailles over Salina 20-0. St. Charles leads Chillicothe 7-0. Ottawa Glandorf leads Eastwood 12-7. Tecumseh leads Fairborn at the half 15-7. Miami Trace and Waverly tied at 13. Ada over Upper Scioto Valley 14. 16-8. Let's see here. Ben Davis of Indianapolis is beating Moore 21-14. Coldwater leads Kenton 15-6. Cedarville all over Fayetteville Perry 49-6 at the half. Running clock there. Williamsburg over Batavia 22-6. Wayne, they lead Fairfield in a high scoring affair over at High Camp Stadium 28-22. Now Gilead leads Triad 9-8 at the half. Carroll opening up their new home side. New press box and everything. 21-12 over Columbus South. Southeastern leads Northwestern 25-0. Madison leading Preble Shawnee 20-13 in the third quarter. That would be an upset. Anna over Indian Lake 35-6. Wyoming over Ross 10-6. Paint Valley over Blanchester 20-7. Carlisle 22-0 at the half over Trent Valley South. Troy leads Dunbar 24-6 at the half down at Welcome State. Oh my goodness. Urbana in the second quarter leads Belmont 61-0. Oh my goodness. Valley View over opponents 56-0. Roger Bacon over Indian Hill 21-14. East Clinton over Huntington. Chillicothe 6-0. Milford over Edgewood 21-0. Mechanicsburg leads Kenton Ridge 21-0. And finally, Monroe leads Talawanda 21-0 at the half. We'll be back with the second half kickoff right after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGQ-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Yeah, back here at Northridge High School, 14-6 is our score. As the Polar Bears will kick off to the Rams. Rams will be going from right to left on your dial. Bears left to right. Next week, the Rams will travel to Waynesville to take on the Spartans. And the Polar Bears will travel to Oakwood to take on the Lumberjacks down at Oakwood. McCammon Stadium. Kicking off for the Polar Bears will be Jacob Hoppe. Back deep for the Rams will be the Walker brothers, Armin Walker and Chase Walker. So the you get started here in the second half. Nightfall is coming. As the lights are taking effect here at Northridge High School, it is very well lit here. As Oppie gets the whistle, and here we go. And wait a minute, and we're going to have an offside already. a false start against the Polar Bears. So they're going to mark it back to the 35-yard line. So false start against the Polar Bears. Bears will kick it from the 35-yard line. As the Walkers will move up about five more yards. Standing at about their own 20-yard line. We'll be at Shawnee High School, Promo Shawnee High School next week. Tri-Village taking on the Promo Shawnee Arrows. Tri-Village just beating Troy Christian and Madison, upsetting Preble Shawnee. So we'll have to see what the scores are after that. We will have the scores up on our Facebook page later tonight. There's Oppie. Kick coming down, and it's a squibber. Picked up on the far side by Chase Walker. Walker breaks through. He's up to the 38-yard line, and that's where the Rams will take over, first and 10 at their own 38. They lead at 14-6. Cooper Payton got a 4-yard run. Giannoble made the kick. 7-0 with 4:52 to go in the first quarter. 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Chase Walker ran it in from 4 yards out. Giannoble made the extra point. It was 14-0. And then with 3:16 left in the first half, Emilio Blythe ran it in from a yard out. The kick was blocked. That's where we stay at 14-6. There's a toss, a fumble on the play. Penalty markers come flying in. Who's got the ball? Or do I take that back? Fumble on the play. The Polar Bears pick it up at the Rams 49-yard line. I thought penalty markers come flying in, but it was the beanbags. So it'll be first and 10 for the Polar Bears at their Ram 49-yard line. They get a break. Coming to the near side will be Martin and Allison. Stockman going over to the far side along with Brandon Thomas. Hill in the backfield. First and 10 for the Polar Bears at the Ram 59-yard line. Just underway here in the second half. Hutchinson. Going into motion is, here's a handoff to Hill. Hill's going to get it all the way down to the 42-yard line of the Rams. Allison went into motion from the near side to the far side. So it's going to be second down and 3 at the 42-yard line. 14-6 is our score. Clock running with 11:20 to go here in the third quarter. Thank you for joining us here on the Gem City Sports Network. We are your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. And I will have the scores on our Facebook page after the game is over with later tonight. As soon as they get them all in. Hand off to Hill up the middle. He gets down to the 40-yard line. Close to a first down. And they are going to mark it at the 40-yard line. He's about a half a yard short. So it'll be third and less than a foot for the Polar Bears at their 40-yard line. They got to get to about the 39-and-a-half-yard line. Time called, and I think Bob Smith wants a measurement, so they're going to bring the chains in from the far side. Here come the chains in. I want to give a shout out to the trainers. They do a hell of a job. Each and every night that there is a game or match being played, whether it be soccer, volleyball, cross country, football, it doesn't matter. Tennis. And they are just short of the first down, about a foot, like I said. So chain gang going across, going back across the field is the Northridge players jumping over the chains. As a trucker's moat roll on I-75. Third and a foot. And there's the whistle. Northridge had to wait for him. And off to Hill. Hill got the first down and more to the 35, down to the 31-yard line. So first down for the Polar Bears as they keep rolling on after picking up a fumble at the Ram 49-yard line. They are now first and 10. Ball will be at the... Where are they going to mark it at? They're going to mark it at the 30-yard line. First and 10. Stockman off to the right, or off to the left. Two receivers to the near side, Allison and Martin. Hand off to Hill once again. Hill getting the rock and getting down to about the 27-yard line. Make it to 26. We'll pick up four, second down and six. 9:50 to go here in the third quarter. 14-6 is our score with the Polar Bears knocking on the door. Second and four, ball at the Ram 26-yard line. Hill sidecar right. Two receivers stacked in the near side. Hand off to Hill once again, going over to left side. Gets down into the inside the 25, down to the 24-yard line. Pick up a two more, third down and four. So Tayon Hill getting the rock. I don't know what his stats are tonight. So third and four. Ball resting at the 24-yard line with 8:55 remaining. The play clock is off. They must have trouble with it. It was on earlier. This time Hutchinson all alone in the backfield, rolling to his right, looking downfield. Penalty marker down, and Hill slides for the first down, but holding against the Bears, that's going to bring it back. So it's going to be third down at about 14. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight here on the Gem City Sports Network. We'll be back at it again next week with the Tri-Village Patriots taking on the Preble Shawnee Arrows in a Western Ohio Athletic Conference matchup. Third down and 14. Airtime 6:45. Kickoff set for 7 p.m. at the home of the Arrows. Here come the Polar Bears. Thomas and Stockman to the left, along with Hill. This time, Hutchinson rolling to his right, looking downfield. He's going to take it himself and get down to the 30-yard line. The original line of scrimmage, it'll be fourth down. So it'll be fourth and 10. Ball will be at the 30-yard line. Said something at the end of the third quarter. Didn't catch what he said. So here come the Bears. They're going to go for it. Fourth and 10. Ball will be at the 30-yard line. They're going to get down to the 20. Hutchinson going back to pass. Firing, and he has Hill at the 30. And he's only going to get down to the 27-yard line. That's going to be a turnover on downs. And the Rams hold. I take that back. They threw it to Thomas. As going down was Hutchinson. So the Rams take over first and 10. Ball will be at the 27 or 28-yard line. They're on 28 with 7:23 left here in this third quarter. good ball game here tonight from Northridge. Have this game up for you right after the game is over with. Doherty going over to the far side. He's going to be going off the field. Got Armand Walker to the far side. Chase Walker and penalty markers, or no, timeout called by the Rams is confusion. On the offense, one guy was coming off, the other guy was going on, and another guy came back on. So we're going to take a break back after this timeout. You're listening to High School Football on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton.
And here we go. Rams quickly back out. Two receivers to the far side. And Chase Walker in the backfield. Walker going in motion to the far side. Horney going back to pass. He's going to take it himself on the quarterback keeper. Stopped at the line, but he gets free and down up to the 36-yard line, but penalty markers are all over the place. Tony comes up limping. Looks like it was holding against the Rams. It is holding against the Rams. It'll be a 10-yard penalty. Be second down, or first and 20. As we have a Ram down. That is Alex Horney because he was limping pretty good. I guess it's just a cramp. He's okay. So they're going to mark it back to the 18-yard line. It'll be second down, or first and 20 from that point. Chase Walker will be in the backfield. Coming over to the near side will be Jacob Doherty, two to the far side. One man in the slot. Horney gets a snap, going back to pass, firing downfield, has a man open at the 23, or at the 33. And that was Giannoble. It's about 15 yards. It'll be sticking down and about five. Giannoble got the tackle. So it'll be second down and five. Ball will be at the 33-yard line. They got to get to the 38. 6:32 remaining here in the third quarter from Northridge Stadium in Harrison Township, just north of Dayton. Here's a handoff going to Walker. Around the right side he goes. And down to the 37-yard line. He's going to be short by a yard. So it's going to be third down and one. Jaden Martin on the stop. So here come the Rams up to the line of scrimmage. They have a Martin in the, or Walker in the backfield. Get a sidecar right. And penalty marker down. False start against the Rams. That's going to knock him back 5 yards, so it'll be third down and six now. 5:45 remaining here in the third quarter. 14-6. Greenview. They scored all their points in the first quarter. Then Northridge got theirs in the second. Both on short runs. Chase Walker in the backfield. Going over as Cooper Payton has his helmet off on the far side. Two receivers to the near side. Walker and Ginobili. Horney back to pass. Looking downfield. Now he's got to run with it. And he gets up to the 38-yard line. He's close to the first down. He stopped on the play by Devontae Anderson. We may have another measurement here. I think he's going to be about a half a yard short. And we're going to have another measurement. The timeout, official timeout. Chain crew getting a workout today. Second timeout onto the field. 4:48 remaining here in this third quarter as Alex Horn is getting his calves stretched. Here comes the chain crew out. Let's see if it's a first down or not. And it is not a first down, about another foot. So fourth down and a foot for the Rams. So Chase Walker will go up to the line, up right behind him. Horney in the slot is Campbell Newman. One receiver to the far side. Clock has started. Here's a handoff to Walker. Walker's going to be stopped. Then he breaks through all the way down to the 48-yard line of the Rams. That's going to be good enough for another first down. That's going to be their fifth first down of the game. So it'll be first and 10 for the Rams at their own 49-yard line with 4:37 left here in this third quarter. Rams from Jamestown. Just on the other side of Xenia. And Cedarville. Right along Route 35. Horney going back to pass. Looking downfield. Fires long. And he's had a man. That was Ginobili in and out of his hands. So it'll be second down and 10. Ball at the Ram 49-yard line with 4:16 left here in the third quarter. Nobody has scored in this half as of yet. Greenview will travel to Waynesville and next Friday night, 7 o'clock. And Northridge will travel to Oakwood to take on their former SWBL foe. Walker, sidecar right now. Ball's handoff as Horney's going to keep it to the 45, to the 40, down to the 35-yard line. Goes Alex Horney, another first down for the Greenview Rams. They found something in that Northridge defense. Clock is running with 4:05 left. First and 10 at the Northridge 35-yard line. Rams leading it 14-6. They're knocking on the door once again. Chase Walker right behind Alex Horney and the three receivers to the far side. Ginobili, Walker, and there's Horney going back to pass, looking downfield. And he gets out of the sack of one player, and it's almost intercepted. But it's knocked down by Brandon Thomas. So it's going to be second down and 10 at the Northridge 35-yard line with 3:33 to go. Glad you can join us here on the Gem City Sports Network. Coming up after the game, we will have all the scores from around the area. We'll have it up on our Facebook page. And then tomorrow afternoon, we'll have a soccer doubleheader. And Soccer Saturday starts as Chaminade Julianne Eagles take on the Oakwood Lumberjills at Lane Stadium at 2:30. And the men will play at 7. Good handoff, a fake handoff to Walker. Horney keeps it and gets down to the 28-yard line. It's tripped up by Savoyne. So it is second down or third down and about 3, ball at the 28-yard line. Clock running with 3:05 to go here in the third quarter. Three receivers over to the far side. New player in there is Thomas Pierce. Walker goes to the side, and he gets, Horney keeps it, goes up the middle, has some running room, down to the 18-yard line. That's going to be good enough for another first down for the Rams. A pickup of 10. First and 10, ball at the 18-yard line. Timeout, Northridge. We're going to take a timeout, too. We'll be right back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Tonight's High School Game of the Week has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Don Brown Sports Apparel, by McAfee Heating and Air, by Profiler Inc., by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, by the USO, by Darren Dollar Music, and by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, as well as the Gem City Sports Network. I'll tell you about Darren Dollar Music here in just a second. Walker sidecar right now to Alex Horney. Horney fires over to the left side, has a man open down at the 11-yard line, and Jacob Doherty. So it'll be, ball will be placed at the, looks like the 12-yard line. It'll be second down and 3. 2:12 to go here in the third quarter. Walker right behind Alex Horner. Now he goes to the right side. He's going to get the ball. Walker up the middle and into the end zone for a touchdown. So Walker, an 11-yard run, his second touchdown of the game. And that makes it now 20-6. And the band was caught at the concession stand. So 2 minutes exactly left here in this third quarter. Coming out will be Gene Noble to attempt the extra point with Walker to hold. Good snap, kick is up, and it is through the uprights, and that makes it now 21-6. So Jen Noble makes 21-6, and we're going to keep it right here with 2 minutes to go here in quarter number 3. See about some scores if I can get them in real quick. Urbana still leads 61-0. Bell Fountain leads Sydney 39-12. Harrison over Taylor, 23-0. Greenland leading Miami East 25-0. Valley View 59-0 over opponents. East Clinton leads Chillicothe-Huntington 6-0, and one more for you. Oakwood leads Marymount 28-0 down in Cincinnati. Like I said, we'll have all the scores up on our Facebook page, Gem City Sports Network, so check them out. We'll have more scores than the TV stations and the newspaper. End over end kick coming down to the far side. Hill going after it. Has it at about the 11-yard line. He's to the 20, 25, up to about the 30-yard line. Still going, and he's going to be stopped right there at about the 30-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the Polar Bears at their own 30-yard line. With 1:52 left here in this quarter, they need to get another touchdown. So Alex Hutchinson coming out for another series of downs. Tayon Hill is not out there. Looks like he's got cramps. So we have in the backfield now, it'll be Emilio Blythe. Trainer sees that and he goes over and helps out. There's Blythe to the 35 and dropped at the 35-yard line, but a penalty marker comes flying in the area of holding. Holding against Northridge. So it'll be a 10-yard penalty. It'll knock it back to the 20-yard line. So it'll be first and 20 at the 20-yard line with 1:47 left here in this third quarter. An 11-yard run by Chase Walker gives them that 15-point lead. Hutchinson going back to pass. Going to be brought down from behind by big number 75 and Jace Hodges. Brought down at the 13-yard line. So a loss of 7. That's going to be second down and 27. Now for the Polar Bears. They're going the wrong way. 1:10 and counting here in the third quarter. 21-6 is our score. Greenview leading it. And I believe this is the first time that these two teams have met on the gridiron. They have played in basketball before, but not on the gridiron. Hutchinson gets the ball, hands off to Blythe. Blythe up the middle. And he's going to get up to the 17-yard line. And I take that back. That was Hill. Pick up of about 4. Second down and 23. This clock winds down to under 30 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Central Tape Marauder football coming up here on GCSN on the 9th as they take on the University of Dayton Flyers down at Welcome Stadium. 1 o'clock is the kickoff. Here's a pass downfield. A nice catch by Evans. Evans got some running room. He's up close to the first down, but he's going to be about 4 yards short. Gets up to about the, where are they going to mark it, the 37? So he's 3 yards short of the first down. As time runs out here in quarter number three. So at the end of three quarters of play, it's the Greenview Rams 21 and the Northridge Polar Bears 6. Back after this, you're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Attention high school.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. And back here at Northridge High School, 21-6 is our score. Northridge has the ball, fourth and two at the 38-yard line. Hutchinson all alone in the shotgun, rolling around to his right, has a man open on the near side, and Martin. Martin's got the first down and more. He's going to get up to the 48-yard line. First down, number 11 for the Polar Bears. Mark it at the 48-yard line, first and 10. Rams need to get on the board here in this with this drive. Hutchinson looking over to the near side at Bob Smith, getting the sign, getting the play. Now he's going to call it at the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Hand off to Hill, up the middle. He's got some running room. He's to the 45. Sidesteps one guy. He's to the 35. Out of bounds at the 30-yard line. So Payon Hill picks up about about 18. Another first down for the Polar Bears. First and 10, a pickup of 18. The first and 10 at the Ram 30-yard line. Salami Man Muhammad is in there now. He's a wide receiver. He's to the far side. And off the hill, up the middle. He's going to pick up four more. Down to the 26-yard line. Second down and six. 11-11 to go here in this fourth quarter. Good ball game here at Northridge. Hopefully next week will be a good one out at Preble Shawnee. And then we go to Tri-County North, Dayton Christian Warriors and Tri-County North Panthers. Three receivers to the near side, or two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Henderson going back to pass, and it's in and out of the hands, almost intercepted by Armin Walker. The third down at six at the 26-yard line. So all these truckers going up and down the highway. Got a friend of mine that does drive for a living. She loves it. You get to see the country, that's for sure. Muhammad and Evans to the far side. To the near side is Martin. Henderson. Hutchinson back. Catch by Hill. Goes into the end zone. But there's a penalty marker down. It's holding against the so Hutchinson, a 26-yard pass. 26-yard pass to Payon Hill. That makes it now 21-12. And it looks like they're going to go for it. Here's Hutchinson in the shotgun. He's rolling to his right. Looking down, looking down. He's got a man open in the end zone. Touchdown. The two-point conversion works. And that's going to go to Brandon Thomas. That makes it now 21-14. So, .10-33 left here in this fourth quarter. So, the game is far from being over. Glad you can join us on this Friday night. First Friday night of football. First of 10 weeks. The march to Kent starts tonight. Back deep for the Rams will be Chase Walker and Armand Walker. They're not brothers, as I am told. In name only. They have to switch sides. They forgot. So now the Walkers are going to go to the north side of the field, as Oppie will boot it away from his 40-yard line. Walkers are both standing at about the 15-yard line, or right at the 10-yard line. 21-14 with 10:33. A lot of time left for the Bears to come back. Rams have something to say about it. There's a kick by Oppie. A nice end-over-end kick coming down, taking a bounce, picked up by Armand Walker at about the 17. And he's going to be drilled right at the 25-yard line. He's going to be dropped by number 33 in Emilio Blythe. Make it number 33, whoever that is. Make it Blythe. And it's going to be first and 10 for the Rams at their own 26-yard line. So Cooper Payton back into the lineup for the Rams. Sidecar left, or sidecar right. He goes into motion. Pass out to the right side to Payton. And a penalty marker's going to come in, but Payton's not going to get very far. Maybe a pickup of a yard. He's brought down by Jaden Martin. And we'll see what the penalty is. Looked like it was holding against the Rams. So they're going to mark it back at the 16-yard line, second down, or first and 20 from that mark. Still 10:22 left in this first half, or fourth quarter. Alex Horney in the shotgun with Payton right behind him. Hand off to Payton, going to go up the middle. And he's got some running room. He's to the 40, up to the 45-yard line. Another first down for the Rams. No penalty markers down. So Payton picks up about 31 yards. It'll be first and 10. Ball will be at the 47-yard line of the Rams. Time called. .10:03 left here in this fourth quarter. Coming over to the near side is Luigi Lopez. Or not, I take that back. No, it's not. Caleb Lawson looking at the wrong side. Cooper Payton back in the backfield. Get up, get There's a pass downfield. And it's incomplete, just over the head of Jacob Darty. So it'll be second down and 10 at the 48-yard line of the Rams. They lead it by 7, 21-14. Coming over to the near side is Eli Walker. Three receivers to the near side. Peyton in the backfield. Snap good now. Peyton gets it. He's going to get into Northridge territory. He's going to be brought down by Carter Dunford. Pickup of about 3. Third down and 7. From the 49-yard line of Northridge. Three receivers going over to the far side. Lawson, Giannoble, and time called. Time called by the Rams. We're going to take a quick time out. Your score with 9:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Greenview 21 and Northridge 14. Back after this.
Attention high school sports fans. Are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Ohio needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, fix that!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Here we go. Warning's going to keep it. Going to go right or left side, and he's got the first down, down to the 40-yard line. So another first down for the Rams. That'll be their ninth of the game. Going over to the far side is Eli Walker, along with Darty, two receivers to the near side, Giannoble and Lawson. Pass over to Giannoble at the 35, down to the 30, down to the 27-yard line. It's good enough for another first down. That's their 10th first down. 4 on this series. 8:36 to go here in quarter number 4. Rams trying to put this one away. Coming over to the near side is Lawson. Two to the far side. Giannoble and Darty. With Peyton, sidecar right. It's time to hand off, or Horning's going to keep it. Goes right up the middle. And it's down close to the first down. Let's see where it is. That's going to be another first. Wait a minute. This will be second down. Second down and about 2. Ball will be placed at the 19-yard line. 7:47 and counting here in quarter number 4. Rams lead it by 7. They found something. Alex Horney's found something up the middle. There's a handoff this time to Walker or to Payton. Payton's going to get down to about the 18-yard line. Going to be close to a first down. Maybe a yard short. So it'll be third down and one. Ball will be at the 18-yard line with 7:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. So Cooper Payton is back in at running back once again. Doherty wide to the left. Doherty or Horning hands off to Payton. Payton gets up and has a first down. Down to about the 15-yard line. So another first down. 11th first down of the game for the Rams, and they keep marching down. They're down to the 15-yard line. First and 10 with 6:45 left. They're running the clock down. Coming over to the near side is Doherty. Looks like two tight ends in there. Payton in the backfield gets the handoff, and he's going to get down to about the 14-yard line, or the 13-yard line. Pickup of two, second down and eight. Time called as we have an injured Ram down. And the Greenview trainer is right there. That is Payton Cooper. Limping pretty badly. 6:08 to go. That doesn't look good for Payton. Or for Cooper. For Cooper Payton, I should say. That could be a cramp, too. Walking very gingerly on the far side. Here come the Rams. They're second down and eight at the at the Polar Bear 13-yard line. This time Chase Walker in it, running back for the Rams. No snap. Horney will keep the ball. Goes around the right side. It's down to the 10. Down, still on his feet. Down to the 6-yard line. That's going to be close to a first down, but about a yard short, looks like. Martin on the stop for the Polar Bears. It'll be third down and one. Pick up a 7. So third and 2. Make it. Ball will be at the 6-yard line. They got to get down to the 4. Here come the Rams with Walker in the backfield, right to the left of Alex Horney. And off to Walker. He's not going to get anywhere. As a matter of fact, he's going to lose a yard. So it'll be fourth down. Still a one-possession game, 21-14, with 5 minutes left here in this fourth quarter. Good one here at Northridge tonight. There comes a play in from Ryan Haynes on the far side. Armin Walker out wide to the left. And confusion out there by the Rams. As now they get up to the line of scrimmage. They don't have much time left. Walker goes sidecar left. This time Horney's going to go... Throws over and to the 10-yard line, but it's not going to be good enough. And the Polar Bears hold. And they will take over first and 10 at their own 10-yard line. They got 4:14 to go. They got to make a move to tie this bad boy up or even go for two and win the game. So, So it'll be first and 10 for the Polar Bears at their own 10-yard line. So Alex Hutchinson and group and crew out there trying to, they got to go 90 yards. So Hutchinson back in there, Hill's back in there behind him, and running back. Got receiver to the far side, to the near side. Hand off to Hill. Hill's got a little bit of running room, but he's going to get up to about, he's going to pick up about a yard to the 11, second down and 9. 4 minutes left. Both these teams made the playoffs last year. The Rams were 9-2. The Bears, the Polar Bears, were 7-3. And they didn't play a game against Covington. That's why they were 7-3. Hutchinson in the backfield all by himself. Four receivers to the near side. Hill going over to the far side into motion. Now he stops in the slot. Hutchinson gets the ball. He's going to roll to his right. Looks downfield. Has a man open on the far side. He's to the 30, to the 25, up to the 28-yard line. And that is Jade Martin. So that's going to be another first down for Northridge. That'll be their 13th. So they're going to mark the ball at the 23-yard line with 3:14 left. Hutchinson rolling to his left, looking downfield, firing down, and it's incomplete. Intended for Tyler Allison. They could not, that was way over his head. There was no way he was going to get that. So 3:06 left here in this fourth quarter, second down and 10. Rams lead it 21-14, and a good old good one out here at Harrison Township. Back into the game comes Brandon Thomas. Sitting down will be Eddie Connors. Two receivers over to the far side, and Martin and Thomas. Two to the near side with Hill in the backfield. Good snap. Hutchinson looks down. Ball knocked up, or knocked down at the line of scrimmage. So it'll be third down and 10 at the 23-yard line with 3:01 to go. Tonight's game will be available shortly after the game is over with here on the Gem City Sports Network. So third and 10 at the 23, 3:01 to go here in the contest. Hill goes over to the far side in the slot. Hutchinson all alone. Hutchinson fires down over the head of Tayon Hill. And it's incomplete. That'll be fourth down. So they're definitely going to have to go for it with 2:58 remaining here in this game. And no, Oppie's going to come in and boot it away. Fourth down and 10. Giannoble standing in his own territory at his 49-yard line. Oppie will boot it away. Oppie's been getting some good punts off. Good snap. Oppie gets it away. Nice punt coming down. And it's going to hit at the Northridge 43 and go backwards. And the Rams will have it first and 10 at the Bear 41-yard line with 2:49 to go. We have all the scores for you on our Facebook page later on tonight. As they come in, we'll put them up. Have all the scores for you tonight. About 11 o'clock or a little after 11. And tomorrow afternoon, it'll be girls soccer on our Twitch TV channel, twitch.tv/GCSN Sports. We have two matches for you tomorrow. The Lady Lumberjills taking on the Eagles at 2:30, and then the boys will take over at 7:15 on Twitch TV. There's a Horny going to keep it himself, gets down to the 39-yard line. Pickup of two, second down and eight with 2:39 to go here in this contest. Time called. As there's an injury on the field, player down. Northridge trainer out there real quick like. And I can't say it enough. These trainers, they do a hell of a job. They don't want to work on the weekend, or they don't want to work on Friday nights, but they're there. And all they want to do is just tape up the ankles and get the kids warmed up. So coming off the field is number 50 in Chase Dunford. 2:36 remaining here in quarter number four. Second down and nine. Ball will be at the 40-yard line, so he only picked up one on the play. Walker back in the backfield. Have not seen Cooper Payton since he went off injured. I don't see him on the sidelines anywhere either. Oh, yeah, I do. He's standing. He's okay. He's got his helmet off, though. He's probably done for the night. Clock running down. 2:09 to go. They're just going to let the clock run down as much as they can. Alex Horney in at quarterback. Walker goes sidecar left. Low snap. Hand off to Walker. Walker's going to be stood up at the line of scrimmage, but kept his feet going. And they're going to mark him down at the 39 or at the 41-yard line, so he loses a yard. Time called by Northridge. No, I take that back. He's going to pick up a yard. We're going to take a quick timeout back after this.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
1:43 left in the contest, 21-14. The Rams leading it. They have the ball, third down and nine at the 39-yard line. There's the whistle. Bears trying to stop him here. Low snap. Horny going back to pass. Looks downfield, and it is caught by Armon Walker. A 39-yard pass. To Armon Walker. With 1:36 left. Ginoble into to kick the extra point. To make it a 14-point lead. Kick is up and it is good. So with 1:36 remaining here in this fourth quarter, it is 28-14. Next week, we will be at Preble Shawnee High School as the Preble Shawnee Arrows and the Tri-County North Panthers Tri-Village Patriots will do battle in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. Last year they met at Tri-Village and the Arrows won 26-21, and I know the Tri-Village was beating the Eagles of Troy Christian pretty bad. And let's see if I can get an update on those, on any of those scores. Because, let's see here. Minster over Fort Laramie, 41-28. Springfield beat St. Ignatius 27-11. Northeastern all over Bethel 55-7. Beat Greenville 45-7. We'll have all these scores for you later tonight. Northmont beats Butler 28-10. Arcanum over Covington 27-6. Maybe Covington is coming back. Brookville 54-14 over Tri-County North. They're going to mark the ball at the 45-yard line as their penalty was called on the Polar Bears. And they may try an onside kick. And ball's going to go out of bounds, and penalty marker comes flying in before the kick. Shawnee over Stebbins, 41-0. Baden beats Hamilton, 18-0. Whit Woods leads Troutwood 21-7. Catholic Central leads North College Hill. Let's see here. They don't have them. But we'll have them later. I can tell you that. Cedarville, they beat Fayetteville 49-6. The penalty was against the gets the Polar Bears offside. So, Doherty, Giannoble will kick it off from the Northridge 40. He might put it in the end zone. And he is going to do so, and the Polar Bears will take it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line with 1:36 to go. So we'll have a lot of scores for you later tonight. Millbrook beats Tippecanoe 21-7, and a good one down at Bellbrook. So it'll be first and 10 for the Polar Bears at their own 20-yard line with 1:36 to go. Three receivers to the near side. Hutchinson all alone in the backfield, going back to pass, looking downfield. Has Hill open at the 25. She's to the 30. And up to the 35 to the 36-yard line. A first down for Northridge. So Tayon Hill gets the first down at the, they're going to mark the ball first and 10 at the Bears 36-yard line. Clock running with 1:20 to go. Three receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Hutchinson all alone. Low snap. Pass over the middle. And caught at the 42-yard line is by Tyon Hill. Clock running, a minute left. I don't know if Northridge has any timeouts. Second down and 4. Hutchinson going to take it himself. Now he finds Martin over the middle. Gets into Northridge territory. Gets into Rams territory. And timeout is called with 41 seconds left. Eaton demolishes Greenville 45-7. That's becoming a rivalry now. Still looking for some scores. Ansonia over Riverside, 30-14. Of interest to people here at Northridge. Wayne defeats, Wayne up 48-44 over Fairfield, and a good one over Wayne. Union beats National Trail, or they're leading National Trail, 27-6. Troy all over Dunbar, 53-6. City League getting blasted tonight. Thurgood Marshall, the only team that won. Hutchinson going back to pass, fires down, has a man open across the middle, and Dylan Truesdale. Truesdale gets up to the, or down to the 45-yard line. 30 seconds left. They're in hurry-up mode. As Tayon Hill coming off. He's limping a little bit. 18 seconds left. This could be the final play of the game. And the way they are taking their time, it looks like it will be. Hutchinson goes back to pass. Fires down. Takes it by himself. He's got to run with it. And he's going to go out of bounds with no time left on the clock. There could be 1 second left on the clock. But Greenview's going to go to 1-0 on the year. Northridge is going to fall to 0-1. They're going to have one more play left. They ran out of bounds with 1 second left on the clock. So they will have one play left. And Hutchinson has the arm. He could send it downfield. Two receivers going over to the far side. Three to the near side. Ball will be placed at the... Oh, there was a penalty against the Rams. That's going to bring it all the way down to the 24-yard line. With no time on the clock, they're going to try and make it 28-21 here. Hutchinson, he's got three receivers to the near side, two to the far side, going back to pass. Fires down. He's got a man open in the end zone. It's intercepted, though, by the Rams. And going out of bounds. Couldn't see who intercepted it, but the Rams win it 28-14, and a good one here at Northridge. We'll be back with the final totals right after this.
Miller Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
And back here at Northridge High School, your final score, 28-14. The Greenview Rams win it. There's the scoring. In the first quarter, Cooper Payton for Greenview ran it in from 4 yards out. Giannoble made the extra point. 7-0 Rams. 35 seconds left. Chase Walker ran it in from 4 yards out for the Rams. They led it 14-0 after Giannoble kick. With 3:16 left in the first half, Emilio Blythe ran it in from 1 yard out. The kick was blocked, and it was 21-6 at the half. 14-6 at the half. With 2 minutes left in the third quarter, Chase Walker ran it in from 11 yards out. Giannoble made the extra point, and it was 21-6 in favor of the Rams. Ryan Hutchinson threw a 26-yard pass to Tayon Hill. Hutchinson then made the extra point, or a two-point conversion, by throwing a pass to Thomas. And that made it 21-14. And Alex Hornig closed out the scoring at 1:36 left. He's had through a 39-yard pass to Armand Walker. Giannoble made the kick. That's your final score, 28-14. Tomorrow, next week, the Rams will be at Waynesville. The Polar Bears will be at Oakwood. And we will be at Preble Shawnee as the Tri-Village Panthers take on, or Tri-Village Patriots take on the Preble Shawnee Arrows. The, we'll have the scoreboard for you right after, at, later on tonight. Have all the scores for you. See it before all the, TV stations and also the, newspaper. So this is Doug Brown saying so long. Thank you for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network. Till next week, this is Doug Brown saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon as Oakwood and CJ play soccer at Lane Stadium on our Twitch TV channel. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to the High School Game of the Week. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee. By Profiler Inc. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio. By the USO. By the Ohio High School Athletic Association. By Darren Dowler Music. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the play-by-play action of high school football right here on the Gem City Sports Network.